What's up, everybody? Y'all know what time it is. The 3Y NASCAR Podcast. It's the new year 2021. Happy New Year, y'all, NASCAR fans. Eddie Gritter III, your host for the 3Y NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Y'all know what it is. We're all about the latest in the world of NASCAR from the Camping World, from the Gander Outdoor Truck Series to the Xfinity Series, and of course the NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of motorsports. And I butchered that truck series again. Gander Outdoors sponsor back with the truck series this year after a year hiatus, and this is the new year of 2021. Man, folks, hard to believe we're coming close to exactly 2 months until NASCAR returns in the new year in Daytona. Really, when you look at it, we're going to be spending 3 weeks down there in Daytona with the change of the schedule in the middle of the second, with the California race being put away for the Roval course race down there. So a lot to rehash that here in the upcoming episodes of the 3Y NASCAR Podcast EG3 here in Manhattan, Kansas. I do not have my regular sounding board, so my backup usually is the Batman soundboard that I have here right now for you guys. And of course, this is not the official start of season 6. We'll have an announcement coming up about that on Twitter. Stay tuned for that. I've been mildly quiet on that. Working on K-State stuff, but soon enough I'll have an announcement on Twitter at Eddie_EG3. Again, at Eddie_EG3. It's been a minute since I said that. Go check my Twitter out. It's been kind of laid back here lately with no NASCAR, and of course college football about to come to a close with the national championship here in a few days, on the football side. Daytona 500, less than 40 days away now. It's like more like 35 or 34 days away from that as well. I will continue, like I promised y'all, I will continue the team reviews from 2020. And I last left off with Joe Gibbs Racing. The first three are up right now still. And that includes the Wood Brothers along with Team Penske with their alliance. Hendrick Motorsports is also up. Joe Gibbs Racing is also up as well, as long as the preference of off-season interviews as well. Go check that out. Download it. Check it out. Get yourself rev back up. We're going to be revving things back up here very shortly on the podcast here. There might be some slight changes to the podcast here. Still figuring some things out here. But season 6 for me on this podcast here later this month. Stay tuned for announcements on that on Twitter. Working some finalizations out, and I'm going to be kicking off with an interview that I'm going to be recording here later on this week. So definitely, I'm not going to spoil any more beans on that. You know what the deal is when it comes to that here on the show. Don't want to spoil it too much. And of course, we got a Chili Bowl here around the corner down there in Oklahoma, a couple hours away from me here in Manhattan, Kansas. So a lot of stuff going on down there. So we'll see what happens there, obviously, when it comes to that. There's so much going on, obviously. The Rolex 24 coming up later on this month as well. So there's quite a bit. NASCAR slowly but surely getting things sorted out. We had another change in Silly Season. That, I'll have more on that when I get to that team here in a couple of days. Recording this here on Thursday. This is going to go out tomorrow at some point as well, along with my other podcasts. It's going to be going out tomorrow morning. This is going to go out tomorrow afternoon at some point. But yep, this is not the official start, ladies and gentlemen, of season 6. Season 6 will officially start with what I'm going to do, folks, is do a little warm-up, starting your engines with season 6 premiere, which again, I will not announce that date. I will announce that on Twitter, and then of course I will start it off with the interview. So yep, there's that as well. So thinking out loud here for you guys, folks, on this kind of a fine Thursday up here in Manhattan, Kansas. We're definitely gonna get our share of snow or supposed to have a couple of weeks, couple of days ago, but didn't get it. We're supposed to get some, what, 6 to 8 inches or whatever, and we just haven't had that yet, and we're in still early in the cold winter season up here. And haven't seen, the only scene of snow I've seen is once on the ground. So, I mean, that's going to be tough right there. Let's see what it was before I get down to Stuart Haas Racing here tonight on the podcast here. Another episode will be locked in. Of course, the national championship game that I mentioned here, a few days away with Alabama, Ohio State, which will sum up the, will round out the college football season for 2020-2021. Season, it's been that type of season with the whole pandemic situation here, which is going to carry in NASCAR, at least for the 500, with it being cut down. With it's not going to be a full sellout with the usual, but it's going to, they're cutting down the limit of fans. So I mean, I'm not going to tell you what to do. You know what to do right now, and I'm not gonna tell you what to do, what is to do, but we all know what the situation is, and obviously we're coming off of a disappointing showing in the nation's capital up there. Very disappointed with that situation, and with that whole situation, I mean, I've all of a sudden not watched any news of it lately, really for the last, month or so. Just all the crap that's going on in this world, including right here in your own home country here. Very disappointed with that situation, and don't want to turn this into a political podcast, because which is not just saying it's the truth out there right now. So what we do want to focus on is Alabama, Ohio State here first before we get into my latest review, team reviews of 2020. Ohio State, really, and a podcast that I listened to just recently for hopping on here, put an asterisk, he wanted B-Mac, Bright McFadden of the CBS Sports Network, said he wanted to put an asterisk by Ohio State, the lack of games that they've been playing, and I pretty much said that, but a different spin of things. You know, they played only 5 games to Alabama's, 11 or 12 games, and look, Alabama obviously has the Heisman winner, which was announced 2 nights ago with Devontae Smith being announced as the Heisman winner of 2020. So congratulations to him. So, I mean, it'll be interesting to find out, just like I talked about in my other podcast last night. Can Ohio State carry that momentum into this title game here against Alabama? Look, Alabama's defense is not as strong as years past. So it's going to be interesting to see what Justin Fields does with them. On the other end, Mac Jones, Najee Harris and company looking to get another title in the playoff format. It's going to be interesting to see how these collide here. And I'm just going to, as much as I want to call the upset, I can't go there with that. Alabama, I've seen too much of them. Obviously, with Ohio State being hindered with a COVID problem as it is. But Alabama will come out and will win this game. It could, and I'll give Ohio State this. They're going to fight. They're going to keep this game close. But at the very end, I think Alabama will show their superior reins on Ohio State and get it done there in Miami. That's going to be on Monday night. On the college football side, the BCS College Football Playoff National Championship. You're listening to 3 Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. First episode of 2021, if you want to call it that. Obviously, Season 6, this is not the official start of Season 6. Season 6 will kick off here in a couple of weeks here, prior to basically Speed Weeks 3.0, with all the stuff that's going to be happening in the largest motor speedway down there in Daytona Beach, Florida. A couple of my buddies are going, along with my buddy AJ from Loose Lugs Podcast, which I was happy to be on their last episode of the podcast, the Christmas Holiday Special. If you missed out on that, go check that out down there as well. All right, folks, tonight, Stuart Haas Racing. Yeah, Stuart Haas Racing. Folks, last year, and on this podcast, I've said it before, And I'm going to say it again. They have been led by the number four team of Kevin Harvick. Four wins, not getting the championship, obviously. But really, the main story here, as I've said, really for the past couple years on this show, it's been the Kevin Harvick show. Yes, a couple years ago, you had all your drivers winning, including Eric Almirola. And what was Kurt Busch was on a team, and so was Clint Bowyer. Clint Bowyer obviously going to the Fox booth here coming up next month. That's going to be fun and exciting to see that. There's just a lot of stuff in general to be excited about. New schedule here, the new format with all the. I'm interested with all these firings of the the pit reporters from the offseason to see how that's going to shape up. Obviously, with the whole, the pandemic thing and all that other stuff. But yeah, going back to Stuart Haas Racing, this is what this episode's about tonight. Stuart Haas Racing last year. Outside of that, Cole Custer, which I'm going to talk about right now. Cole Custer made the playoffs due to winning the race at Kentucky last year, which is not on the schedule for this year. He's going to be remembered for the four-wide move put on Blaney and Truex in another car. I can't remember in the time. Cole Custer, Rookie of the Year, on that pass there for the win. Two top fives, seven top tens this year, last year. Woo. No wins at all. And he started all 36 races. Listen, it'll be interesting to see what this team does in year two coming up in another 2 months for Cole Custer. Cole Custer, we didn't hear a peak from him really until the second half of the season, where he started to get his legs underneath him. And of course, he replaced Daniel Suarez, who did not get a win in that 40-1 ride. So Cole Custer has a leg up on that. So it'll be interesting to see the progression from year one to year two. But we got to keep in mind also, but this is the last year of this new car setup before the Gen X car, whatever I want to call it here in the podcast. The next gen car comes out in 2022, which is a whole year from now. But focusing on this to see how they finish up, how they can bounce, see how they can continue the progression for Cole Custer in that 41 car. So we saw some great runs in the middle of the second half of the year with this team last year. And this team made the playoffs, of course, eliminated in the first round of the playoffs. 41 car finished 16th in the points last year with Cole Custer. Teammate Eric Almirola finished a spot ahead of him in the 15th spot there. And at one point last year, Eric Almirola has shown us that he has the consistency to run up front consistency. And there was a time last year when the whole draw your hand out for a lotto for a pole position, this team got the luckiest of draws for four or five straight weeks he had to pull and did not take advantage of it getting wins. We all know that he can run up front top five, top ten. The issue with this team here is getting in the victory lane, and he did not do that a year ago. A whopping 18 top 10s is the stat here you're looking at. Fish versus only 6 top 5. So you would have thought that with all those starting top 5 spots that Eric Almirola had in those drawings there, and they just didn't get it done. There was a stretch in the summer stretch there. He had, 9 or 10 consecutive top 10 streak going in the summer there before getting a snap there somewhere late in the summer last year there. But he showed consistency there. But the issue with this team is getting the victory lane. He got the victory lane a couple years ago at Talladega. But since then, we've seen glimpses of fast race cars from this 10 car. And of course, they had the switch crew chief swap with Bowyer last year, and it almost paid off dividends, really. But the lack of finishing, it's got to get wonder for this team. You got to wonder. And there's been questions around this team. I've questioned it on this show. Is he a successful cup driver in this series? Talking about Eric Almirola. I just don't know. The four-car team like Stuart Haas Racing, the names, it says it all. Gene Haas, F1 has cars in F1, Formula Series. Tony Stewart, your three-time cup champion. The name says it all. The name says it all. You would think that you can be up running with a big dog with Hendrick Motorsports has a four-car unit. Joe Gibbs, a four-car unit. You want to throw in Penske in there with the Wood Brothers of Matty D. Might consider that as well. So you would think they'll be right up there. There's too much inconsistency all across the board. Now, if Harvick had the kind of success that he had, now I don't know if it's a car setup that he has in his car that everyone else can't drive it, which seemed to be the common theme when I'm listening to these drivers talk and so the commentators talk and personnel for Stuart Haas Racing. It's got to be frustrating. It's got to be frustrating. You have four cars. And, I mean, yeah, Cole Custer, he should not, and in my opinion, should not won that race last year. Mark Trez Jr. was in that spot last year. Caution comes out, Mark Trez Jr., spotter, then wasn't aware of what was going on the outside, gets blitzed by Custer, and Custer, another lap there, Truex passes Custer and gets the win right there, but I digress. taking the fan back off, hat back off, but... Most notably, I mean, Almirola, he should have at least maybe taken advantage of one win. At least get one win last year. But to see none on that list there, that's got to be disappointing for a team, for an individual that's consistent. I mean, he has Smithfield, and Smithfield has been backed. He's backed. They backed Almirola for a few years, even with Rich Petty Motorsports. So you got to wonder, can this team finish the deal? And so, we're going to find out here in upcoming here in the next 2 months or so. I mean, when we get this thing back going in Daytona, can they find a groove back? That's the question here in 15th. And you know you're in an organization that can win races. We hear it all the time from this guy. And this guy can't finish. That's the whole bottom line. Coming to this team here, they don't know how to finish. And it's something got to keep an eye on here for Almirola and this 10 team. They got the speed. That's the obvious part. I mean, they got the speed. That's the obvious part. They know how to lead laps. Question is, can he win any other else but the speedway tracks? I mean, Daytona, Talladega, only two wins for Almirola in his cup career coming off the speedway tracks. So that's the main thing with this 10 team. Can they get it together and get a win? It's going to be tough, man. It's going to be tough to get a win somewhere in there. And I only see a speedway. Maybe he can get a win somewhere where he was fast at multiple places last year, and they just couldn't get it done. So that's the Achilles heel when it comes to Eric Almirola and his 10 team. This 10 team only finished 15th in the standings a year ago. You listen to the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3 Team Reviews. Continuing here, first official episode, you want to call it, of 2021 in the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast EG3. Again, you've missed out on any other reviews from 2020. Three of them are currently up in the archives now. Go download them, check them out here before the new year kicks off. And a little over just almost 2 months from now. All right, so Clint Bowyer first. Was 14 team, obviously. He's final last year, called it quits, humped the hat. Bowyer finished 12th in the standings. Another guy that kind of, you know, been a disappointment, you want to call it here. Only two top fives for Clint Bowyer and 12 top 10. That's another odd stat when you look at these drivers. It's just really odd. I would have thought that Bowyer would have had more. Studying these stats a little earlier, but only two top fives for Bowyer and 12 top tens for him last year. Listen, look, I mean, Bowyer, I mean, everybody made it look like, I mean, he was a very talented Busch Series driver, wherever you want to call that, Xfinity driver. It was back there in the old school days, Busch. So, it was very good, very talented. He won more races up there. You would thought, like, hell. I mean, his best days, obviously, was Michael Waltrip Racing. obviously coming close to winning that championship over there. But after that, just too much inconsistency. Again, that's kind of a theme tonight with this team, with this organization. I mean, they got the numbers, but the question is, only one driver is basically carrying this organization. Like, I don't want to sound like a beating dead horse, but it kind of is the truth right now. And you got a rookie coming up and replacing this ride, which I'm going to talk about right now. Bowyer, done officially. And obviously, we're excited that he's going to be up in the booth and he's going to be showing more of that personality, that ADD personality that we are so accustomed to with Jeff Gordon and Mike Choi coming up on these Fox broadcasts. But the question is now, Chase Briscoe driving his idol's number 14, Tony Stewart, his idol growing up, bringing his Xfinity, now I'm going to say nationwide, his Xfinity sponsor up there with South Point. What a year he had last year. Pretty much betted on himself to get, what, 7 or 8 wins. He got one more than that. He got 9 wins, and of course he fell short fell short in the championship for last year. 9 wins for Chase Briscoe in the Xfinity Series. Check it, folks. Finished 4th in the Xfinity Series a year ago in 2020. 16 top 5s, 22 top 10s, and that includes 13 stage wins and over 1,000 laps led in that series. Look, he's going to have some shoes to fill. There's no question about that. The question is, I mean, you could have probably saved Briscoe and not try to knock on the decision here. You could have saved him for 2022 with the whole, I mean, he's going to have one full season to drive the old car, and then you're going to have to get accustomed to driving the next-gen car for next year. So you could have made an argument to hold him back another year, but he excelled so much there in the Xfinity Series that they decided, well, you know, the 14's open. There is a possibility there. A lot of rooms that Kyle Larson could have driven this car and whatnot. And, you know, it didn't see well, for their decision, they thought, well, what was keeping it in the pipeline, and Chase Briscoe is the guy. So it's going to be really interesting, man. I mean, it's going to be a whole new ball game here for Chase Briscoe here coming up in a couple of months here, obviously. And interesting to find out how he does. I mean, you know, we can't get, it's hard to predict how he's going to do. It's hard to sit here in early January 7th, to predict what he's going to do. Obviously, you know, last year, we'll take a look at last year's rookie, fabulous rookie class. I mean, it took Custer to the second half of the year to get things going. Obviously, Tyler Reddick had great runs in the first half of the year and kind of tailed off a little bit toward the end of the year. Christopher Bell, same thing, same category with Cole Custer. It took him quite a while to get going, and then all of a sudden, he was up there in the top 10 at some of those races. I can remember he was up in the top 5, more notably New Hampshire a year ago. So it's going to take Briscoe that time, and it could have taken him that same time again next year when the next-gen car rolls out finally onto the racetrack. So you got to wonder here in this case here, Briscoe driving the 14 car for Stewart Haas Racing this year. I'm interested to see how he does with that whole aspect here coming up here, placing Bowyer. Not only that, you're taking the wheel of a guy that you idolize. So we'll see what happens. The stars align for this cat here. We'll see what happens here with Chase Briscoe. Again, it's hard to predict what he's going to do. It's hard to sit here with the whole schedule changes at top of that. A lot of road courses on the schedule this year. Again, we're going to have a whole recap of the schedule as well here for you guys. So, I mean, it's been a minute, so we're going to get a refresher here. So, Briscoe to the 14, replacing Bowyer, who finished 12th in the standings, which leaves us, last but not least tonight, Kevin Harvick. You'll see the 3-wide NASCAR pack with EG3 recording on January 7th on this cool evening in Manhattan, Kansas, 2021, 80 degree to 30 with you guys for a few more minutes on another team review show podcast. Kevin Harvick, the obvious man. Kevin Harvick kicked things off from the return of NASCAR last year, winning Darlington,
And he did, this team just took off. This team took off last year, and everybody had this cat a walk-in, a shoe-in for the Final Four, and he didn't even get to the Final Four. That just says something about this format. That you just like NCAA tournament, baby. You just don't know what's gonna happen. And Harvick, it all started at really, and I've said this multiple times on multiple episodes this offseason, at Kansas. I mean, we thought that. Okay, I thought, okay, Kevin, he's good. He'll be all right. He didn't need to win that, but it came back around. I mean, the whole fog, rain, Texas there, the whole debacle there, and hitting the wall in the wet spot up high for turn two, and then the course way off, way out of bounds at Martinsville. Wasn't even in the game at Martinsville, and then try to take out Kyle Busch. Didn't do anything, so didn't score stage one, and then, yeah, all that for nothing. Man, that has to be a waste there. So that's going to be the story going in here for this team. And obviously he's been the anchor for this team for what? Since he's been there? I mean, this cat's the only guy that's consistently go out and win races. And nobody is not well distributed like a Joe Gibbs racing or Penske racing. I'll probably even throw in Henrik. They're still getting, I mean, yep, they have the champ. And Elliott, but they're still, I mean, you go back to the old school days, you had everybody winning this organization. Now, you have only one guy winning. This is that guy right here. And Harvick, last year, signed an extension, and I think this could be his second to last year, somewhere in there. And this guy's in his mid-40s, and still putting down fast-ass laps. Time and time again, 9 wins. You would have thought this guy won the championship in your format here. 20 top fives, 27 top tens, 7 stage wins, 9 wins. Yeah, you would have thought this guy won the championship. Hell no, he did not do that. So, can this team bounce back from disappointment? And he was a no-show at Phoenix in the championship there, where we thought that he would still go out there and win and prove a point, but he did not. This team laid an egg at Martinsville. So that's kind of the bottom line right here. The question is, can this team bounce back? Ronnie Childers, Kevin Harvick, can this team bounce back and come out with a vengeance? That's going to be the key. Obviously, they're going to be dealing with the 9, 18, same thing. 18 is going to want a bounce back year. Some of these guys that were kind of off the 19, little things like that. So, you know, we'll find out for sure. Denny Hamlin's going to be up in there as well. So Harvick coming off of a very, you want to call it a disappointing end to a tremendous year, a regular season year where, you know, you could have had 10 wins easily, but didn't get it done there. So questioning how Harvick's on this, how many more years can he put it down? I mean, at this rate there, usually you see drivers decline and not race for wins anymore at this particular time. So, but hey, you can never say never, especially when it comes to Kevin Harvick. So we'll see what happens here. He finished fifth in the standings last year, and he's been the cornerstone for his Orioles for a long-ass time, and somebody else is going to have to start stepping up here, and it's hard to say who it is. I mean, Chase Briscoe, a rookie. Is Eric Almirola that guy? I don't know. Cole Custer? there's half of its youth and half of veterans. And here in Eric Almirola, there's a lot of inconsistency there. So, Tony Stewart, Gene Haas, can this organization together as one be up front more consistently and threaten for more top 10 spots to come? It's gonna be interesting, man. And this team's been won by one guy. Without you take Kevin Harvick out of the equation, this team ain't nothing. I call it what it is. This team ain't got anything. So if you want to say it that, I mean, you take away Harvick and this team has nothing here. And I know I'm kind of being blunt right off the bat here in 2021. This team ain't got anything. So interesting is they don't have a second driver to step up in there and challenge for wins also. So you got a Cole Custer in his second year. Briscoe's going to be in his rookie year. Amarola, he's been there the longest as well. He's been through a couple of teams as well. Hasn't shown the ability to go up there and challenge for wins on a consistent basis. It's going to be hard. It's going to be really hard for these guys. So, Stuart Haas Racing, great here. Again, you take Harvick out of the equation here. They're just average team. They're just an average team to give a C here. But with Harvick in here, and the Cole Custer win here, I'm being very generous here. I'm giving them a C. It's going to be still in the Cs, but it's going to be C plus here for me on this one here. I mean, Harvick, been fast week in, week out, and the other guys struggle for whatever reason. So, yeah, and for where I see it right now, it could be the same story here in the start of 2021. So, so we'll see. I mean, Amarola got proved me wrong. God showed me. Yeah, showed me got to go up there and win races. And all those polls that they had last year, not one of them didn't get a win. So, Briscoe, it's going to be hard to judge him. Cole Custer, can he make the progression from year one to year two and be up there in the top 10 a little more often? So, C-plus tonight for Stuart Haas Racing. And we're off and running on a 3-wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. You can find me on Twitter at Eddie_EG3. And again, you know what the deal is. 3-wide NASCAR podcast. You can find it wherever you listen to your podcast. Apple, you're listening on there. Leave us a 5-star. And if you have time, a review. That's much appreciated. And it does help us out. Not looking for fame. I'm a fan that loves enjoying racing. So we're looking to get better here with this Midwest show of the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast. Spotify, radio.com, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, and a few more. The 3-Wide NASCAR podcast is officially off and running. And of course, look for my announcement on Twitter for when, of course, the official start of season 6 starts in a couple of weeks. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to wrap things up for another edition of the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3 review edition. 4 teams are in the books. The next team, next time on the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast, we'll take a look with Ganassi Racing, which they've went through some changes last year as well, and they got another switch in the 42 team. I'll talk about that a little bit coming up on the next review from 2020. Ganassi coming up next. Stuart Haas Racing in the books. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening to the first installment of 2021 of the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3.